to show you around imaginary places. Put the money lumps in my bloody stump. Edible, have a swab, it's a perfect circle. Dying to sleep.
Hi there, I'm Caitlin Daly Gonzalez, Education Director for the New Haven Symphony Orchestra. And you're listening to Listen Up, the podcast series that shows you how to get more out of the music you love. On each episode this season, we're taking a deeper look at how emotions are expressed in music. On today's episode, let's kick things off by listening to a really truthful and fascinating interview that helps us explain how a specific emotion relates to music.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
My Spinal Tap fans will get this joke, but for the rest of you who somehow have never seen the movie Spinal Tap, the point is that you can't really believe anything that comes out of these characters' mouths. I mean, can we really say that there's a key that is actually sadder than all of the other keys? Before we completely dismiss this whole concept, I think there actually might be a little truth to this idea. Listeners, feel free to pause here to grab a box of tissues, and then when you get back, let's get in touch with our sad feelings. As you may recall, in our introduction episode this season, we covered the whole major-minor conundrum with Pharrell's song Happy. Although that song is written in F minor and includes some techniques used in opera to convey sadness, the song as a whole is, well, happy. On the flip side, songs in major keys, which are generally thought to convey happiness, can also be pretty sad. Listen to this one song in A major, which is generally thought of as one of the most tear-inducing songs of the last decade. So, already, we know that major and minor don't necessarily equate happy and sad. I wonder if there's other universal musical expressions of sadness. A good place to explore this would probably be in the music for one of the saddest rituals in any culture, the funeral. That is from Mozart's Requiem in D minor, which is, in fact, in Spinal Tap's saddest key of D minor. A requiem, which is used in the Christian mass ceremony for the dead, is obviously pretty sad stuff. And that music sample sounds tragic, even if you don't know that the Latin words translated to English mean, "full of tears will be that day." But I'm going to argue that this key of D minor is not the real reason that this funeral piece is so tragic. In New Zealand, hakas are chants performed at many different events like weddings, funerals, and sporting games. They are always performed in groups with different facial reactions, stomping, slapping, and other percussive body movements. When they are performed at funerals, they are meant to not only honor the dead person, but also to allow an emotional outlet for the grieving haka participants. In March of 2019, 51 people were murdered when two mosques were attacked in Christchurch, New Zealand. Over the next several weeks, many hakas were performed at these funerals. Dr. Te Kahautu Maxwell, an associate professor at the University of Waikato, explained in an article that these hakas were a way of unifying New Zealand around these specific crimes, and also a way for people to express their outrage, grief, and resilience. Take a listen to bits of hakas that are performed by students from a few different schools around the island that came together to remember classmates killed in the attacks.
Oh,
In Vietnam, there is an expression that says, the living need light and the dead need music. In traditional Vietnamese funerals, the first part of the funeral holds something called a Lam Hoc, which expresses sadness that the person is no longer here with us. During that Lam Hoc part of the funeral, everyone, including the body, is still inside the house. However, as people carry the body out of the house and towards the body's final resting place, the music changes. Instead, they focus on helping the person's soul get to the next part of their journey in happiness, called a Lu Tui. Did you catch those note patterns? If you recognize the pentatonic scale from our Calm and Tranquil episode, well done! While this part of the funeral seems to be faster than the Lam Hoc part, I also suspect that the pentatonic scale helps to turn the emotional part of the funeral into a more celebratory part of the ritual. And it probably helps soothe the listeners too. In the southern United States, New Orleans has a similar twist of events at their funerals. Moving the body from the home or church to the cemetery is accompanied by slower songs in minor keys, while the parade away from the cemetery after the funeral is faster, lighter, and much more upbeat. Take a listen to this transition from legendary New Orleans musicians Al Hurt and Pete Fountain when they performed their song Jazz Funeral, Oh Didn't He Ramble, at a jazz fest in the 90s. In both the Vietnamese Lam Hoc and the slower, sadder segment of the New Orleans funeral tune, you can hear a pretty strong, steady beat that is on the slower side. Also in both pieces is a type of melodic slide. You hear the voice in the Lam Hoc and the trumpet in the New Orleans piece slide between some of their notes. In my mind, this sort of sounds like a person sighing, like it's a sign of grief. I also hear this in the most requested mariachi tune at Mexican funerals, Las Golondrinas, a song about a swallow that is migrating home. Listen to the trumpet at the beginning of the piece. Do you hear it sighing too? There's one piece of music in America that some have deemed the unofficial mourning song of the country, Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. It was played on a national stage after FDR's death, JFK's assassination, and 9/11. It is so pervasive in our musical culture that it even started off the music video Every Breath You Take by Puff Daddy, a cover of Sting's original that was dedicated to his best friend and fellow recording artist Biggie the year after he was murdered. Originally, the piece was just the second movement of Samuel Barber's Last String Quartet, but he thought he had something special, so he expanded it for full orchestra, and the piece took off from there. Unlike our beginning declaration from Spinal Tap about the key of D minor, the majority of the Adagio for Strings is in B-flat minor, and sort of meanders a bit through some other keys. It's slow and pretty ethereal, without a strong beat like our Vietnamese and jazz funeral examples. The main theme is an ascending line that extends upwards, and then the material that gets interspersed between the times this ascending line is played. I think what speaks to so many people through this piece is the complexities and nuances that it demonstrates around the concept of grief. Emily Kubler-Ross famously posited the 5 stages of grief as denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. Those are 5 pretty different emotions, and grief hardly ever travels in a straight line. What I find most interesting about comparing the New Zealand haka, New Orleans jazz, and Vietnamese traditional funerals is that there is a sense of acceptance at the end. In other words, even if the audience or listeners aren't ready to get there yet or aren't in that stage of grief, the music will put them there. In Barber's Adagio, it makes you sit down in the grief and really experience those nuanced, widely varying emotions. The ascending line might make you feel like you are gaining acceptance, but then there are those in-between moments when you wrestle with a whole new emotion for a while before you hear that ascending line again. It's like hitting a pause button on the grief and making you confront it for a while instead of dragging you into the acceptance part. Regardless of what the music makes you feel, the other factor among all of these examples is the idea that you're experiencing grief together. Whether it's chanting a haka with others who are celebrating the end of a life, or marching a body to its final resting spot in New Orleans or Vietnam, or singing a requiem mass in a large choir, or simply listening to a piece while sitting down and processing it along with a whole audience around you. The music draws you closer to your community and support system to face one of our most challenging human emotions together. Listen Up is produced by the New Haven Symphony Orchestra and hosted by me, NHSO Education Director Caitlin Daly Gonzalez. Season 3 of Listen Up is sponsored by Frontier Communications. Our producer is Katie Bonner Russo. Our recording engineer and editor is Keith Strivey. Our research assistant is Dr. Sasha Pizer. To learn more about the New Haven Symphony Orchestra's concerts and award-winning education programs, including free quizzes for teachers to use with this podcast, visit newhavensymphony.org.